It's a typical mammogram room. If you went to a hospital, it would look exactly the same.
Valerie Rice is a mammographer, and she's dressed like one too. Her shirt is covered in pink breast cancer awareness ribbons.
You know, it's nothing really different, except that it's in a moving vehicle.
This exam room is on wheels. A large coach bus, pink, of course. Snow is falling in the parking lot outside, and horses are tied up to poles in the frozen ground. Today, the mobile mammography unit is parked at the Mennonite Christian Assembly Church in Fredericksburg, Ohio, within a buggy ride's distance from some of the largest Amish settlements in the country.
Really what we like to say is we like to bridge the gap between the culture of Amish and Mennonite communities and the culture of healthcare.
Melissa Thomas is the director of the Center for Appalachia Research and Cancer Education, which focuses on cancer disparities in those communities. She organizes mobile clinics, like this one, about 25 times a year.
We try to find screening locations that are in the most remote sections of the state, that are serving more than likely a more conservative group of Amish that may not have access or availability into the local hospital systems.
The majority of Ohio's Amish settlements are in Appalachian counties, where cancers that can be detected by preventative testing occur at higher rates. There is little data available on the Amish, but Thomas says what she has found is startling.
What really surprised us was the higher death rate of breast cancer among Amish women in these two regions. And what was disturbing to us is that the leading cause of death of Amish women under the age of 60 was breast cancer.
Beyond distance, there are other reasons Amish women underutilize methods like mammograms. There's a language barrier. Some in the community are more comfortable speaking Dutch or German than English. And cost can be an impediment, too. The Amish don't participate in the health insurance market. Instead, they pull money for procedures from a group fund. Plus, many Amish women say they don't know what resources are available.
That was the way with me when I had my diagnosis. What do I do? Where do I go? You know, I felt like being out in the boonies about it.
Ella Miller is 80 years old, Amish, and a 30-year survivor of breast cancer. She's a community health worker with the project.
People think that a mammogram will cause cancer. It's very hard to get that out of their mind.
Research shows the majority of Amish women underestimate breast cancer risk and are more likely to believe that sort of myth. Miller says that makes it difficult to get women in the door. In nearby Holmes County, for example, a community health assessment found that about 60% of non-Amish residents had had mammograms, while only 20% of Amish women had. And if they receive positive test results, it can be even more difficult to encourage them to seek medical intervention.
There are some people that think that is meant to be, and that was God's plan in their life. And there are those that they refuse treatment, and whenever their life ends, so be it.
She feels her mastectomy years ago gave her a chance to fulfill her greater purpose, to help other women in her community.
You should still do what needs to be done so God can heal you, because you need to help yourself somewhat. Yes, God will help you, but you also have to do your part.
After a diagnosis, the project helps connect women with nearby hospital systems for further care. Then the mobile clinic rolls on to another settlement in the state. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.